Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. On Wednesday, January 21st, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement in response. Quote, "Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rules does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent offenders. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most valuable, vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice." And a former Saginaw physician, James Carthren, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthren, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September 2024. Carthren was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwald on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Health Care Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is prosecuting the case. And a new report from state lawmakers delivers a sharply critical review of Michigan State Police leadership, accusing top commanders of fostering a toxic internal culture that has driven down morale and trust across the agency. The document, compiled by the Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee, alleges abuses of power, misuse of taxpayer resources, and questionable personnel moves, and a pattern of retaliation tied to Director Colonel James Grady and his deputy, Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe. The report says morale among troopers is at historic lows and notes overwhelming no-confidence votes last year from union representing rank and file and command officers, which lawmakers cite as evidence of a deep leadership crisis. It criticizes abrupt demotions and reassignments of veteran staff, claims favoritism in promotions, and raises concerns about an over-reliance on Brimacombe, who the report says was investigated multiple times over alleged misconduct, including misuse of a state vehicle and retaliation against colleagues. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS is now hiring a Tier 2 support representative. Apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, California implements new AI regulation for deepfakes. A new California law taking effect today requires digital platforms to label AI-generated content that depicts real individuals in a misleading manner. The legislation is intended to combat the spread of misinformation and protect citizens from identity-related fraud. The law provides a framework for individuals to seek legal recourse if their likeness is used without consent in deepfake media. Tech companies have expressed concerns regarding the technical feasibility of real-time detection, though most have begun implementing watermarking tools. And National Pi Day celebrates culinary heritage. January 23rd, today, marks National Pi Day, a lighthearted holiday celebrating the diverse baking traditions across the country. Local bakeries from Maine to California are hosting community events and offering discounts on various sweet and savory pies. The day also serves as an opportunity for culinary students to showcase creative recipes using regional ingredients. Beyond the food, the event highlights the cultural importance of community gathering and the preservation of heirloom recipes. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Prill, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Arctic sea ice reaches new winter low. Climate scientists in Norway have reported that Arctic sea ice extent for January 2026 has reached its lowest record level for this time of year. The thinning ice is attributed to usually warm ocean currents entering the Arctic Circle. The lack of ice is opening up new shipping lanes, but also threatening local ecosystems and indigenous hunting grounds. Researchers warn that the loss of reflective ice could further accelerate global warming through the albedo effect. In other international news, UN Refugee Agency warns of new displacement crisis. The UNHCR has issued an emergency alert regarding a sudden surge in displacement in Southeast Asia due to intensifying regional conflicts. More than 200,000 people have crossed borders in the last month, overwhelming local aid resources. The agency is calling for an immediate $500 million in emergency funding to provide shelter and medical care. International observers are urging neighboring countries to maintain open borders for those fleeing violence. When we come back after this Franklin Inn sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Get the best quality food that is organic, diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. At the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, enjoy classic American food that is prepared with care, high-quality ingredients, and options that fit your diet. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. At the Franklin Inn Restaurant, start your day right with delicious breakfast, satisfying lunch, and a real sit-down dinner that tastes like home. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because at the end of the day, you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east side of Bad Axe, across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment.
You can even order the Franklin to go on DoorDash. Follow the Franklin Restaurant on Facebook.
Remember to make your Valentine's reservations now. Seats are available for parties of all sizes, but don't wait. Call 989-269-9951 today. That's 989-269-9951.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Harold K. Grummel, Jr., age 93, of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19, 2026, at Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care under the care of Compass's Hospice. Harold was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horn on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007. He married Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, Larry, his stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, Diane, Marlene, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Jingle and Mellendorf Funeral Home, Inc. in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funeral services will be Monday, January 26, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or the Harold and Lillian Grummel Scholarship for a student in veterinary school at MSU. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors, care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.